It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
All right, we do not have an NBA game tonight. It is tomorrow. Spurs, Knicks. We'll see if the Spurs rebound. But I gotta read this to you, Mike, and get your thoughts on this. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. We're at Jimmy's Tequila here off of Peachtree Industrial. So this is from Trae Young. Trae says that he wishes he never played it safe when he injured his ankle against the Bucks in 2021. This is the Eastern Conference Finals. Trae says that if he had not done this and basically playing it safe, that the Hawks would have won the championship. Now, you guys may frown at this and think it's sour grapes. Mike and I have said this for years.
I'll die on this freaking hill. I will die on that hill.
Trae killed the Bucks in game one. He had 48, for those who don't remember.
One game one on the road.
Correct. All right. So he goes on to say, and I'm just reading this to you because Trae came out and said this. He was doing one of those podcasts or whatever. But he basically said, if I knew what I know now, I would have played through my sprained ankle. My agents were telling me not to play. Why?
You know what,
But think about this. Why? Because he was thinking about the Supermax contract.
The Max contract's coming up.
Okay. So they were like, hey.
Well, how about you listen to your heart and not your agent and just do the job. That's why Trae Young wears me out. And I know we went round and round with the Trae fans. You guys run stars out of town. He's not the dude. If he was the dude, he'd have played. And this is like passive aggressive, revisionist, bull blank,
wow.
If I'm honest.
He says,
because we could have beaten the Suns. We had enough talent because the Suns were soft as Charmin. Milwaukee, you know how that played out.
He said we were two games away from going to the finals. We had beaten the Suns twice that year.
Yeah, well, maybe you play next time.
You never know when that opportunity is going to come again. You ain't lying about that, Trae. And then he says, that's one thing that breaks me. I wish I would have just triple taped it and put an ankle brace on top and played through the pain.
Yeah, me too. We all do.
Okay. That's just frustrating.
All right, Day-Day's got a comment. Get on it.
That's just frustrating.
Because I'm just – I'll say this.
What?
He's telling us, though, that – it wasn't ultimately all just his decision not to do it. Like, he wanted to do it.
Well, do it. You're the star. You're the guy in the locker room. The agents aren't in the locker room. Team Trae Young is not in the locker room. You want to play? Freaking play.
They're not, but you got to think about it. These guys, the players, I mean, they're looking at it from – they have to listen to the advice of the people who are helping them plan their financial future.
So if Trae had to have ankle surgery in the offseason, the Hawks still wouldn't have given him a contract?
They would have.
Big time.
They would have.
They were not ready then to cut bait on him.
No,
that's
not,
my
not at that
not
time.
Not at that time.
You're right. But I hear you. And that's the dilemma, guys. That's the behind the scenes stuff that most people aren't privy to. It's like, oh, dude's hurt. No, dude wants to play, but his people and his advisors are telling him it's in your best interest to not play. This could harm your long-term viability. And here's the point that Day-Day's making. I agree with Mike. I think if he had surgery and if it was that in the offseason, they wouldn't have moved on. But God forbid, if he tapes it up, triple tapes it and puts a brace on it, injures it even more. And now this becomes a looming injury for Trae Young, and he's never the same player.
Right.
That's what his agents are saying.
Then he's Grant Hill.
And, well, and now you're not getting the big
well, that's, bag. But that's the same thing happened with Jason Tatum in Boston. That's why Tatum, it's in a freaking elimination game.
Yeah.
And he had the same, he made a business, you made a business decision.
He did.
You didn't make a Celtics decision or a fan, you made a business decision. And then, like, Trey, I appreciate Trey's frankness, but it's like, okay, well, yippee-ki-yay, let's get a time machine and figure it out next time.
Either way, that's out there. Don't be mad. I'm just telling you what he said. And he's never said that, by the way. That's never been said.
No, that's a piece of new information.
All right, Mike. Let's talk about this depth chart, man, with the Falcons. What's going on?
Hey, man, we talked a lot about, you know, really liking Storm Norton's game, and now you wonder if Storm Norton's ever going to play in the NFL again. 2 years in a row, the Storm Norton's got a – speaking of ankle injuries, apparently there's some parts that aren't working properly. So Storm Norton is out. He's done for this season. And now with he's on the reserve pup list. It's going to be, you know, Wayna, we found out, pronounced Wayna
yes,
Morris,
yes.
Who's part of the Chiefs' backups. So he's now – this. I hope this is simply as a swing guy to replace Storm Norton, not to replace Juwan Taylor. But we did hear from Bergeron earlier this week. He goes, and Juwan's dealing with his thing. We're all, remember, our eyebrows went up. Like, what's that about? All of a sudden now, offensive line, we got some issues.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what next week looks like. Who's playing with the first team? Because it's mandatory minicamp. I'm not telling you these are the guys that are going to start in September.
Right.
But it's probably the guys that will start in September. You're not running guys out there to just get reps. You're trying to get quality reps with the guys that are going to be on the field, which is why we've talked so much about Michael Penix being available and whether he is going to be cleared for 11-on-11 or not. So I think next week, Mike, we learn a little bit more about the depth chart of what this O-line looks like.
Right.
Then we get to camp in July, and then we really find out. Because at that point, now guys are battling for jobs. There may be some jobs on the line here, but it's not as serious yet because we haven't gotten to training camp. But I want to see what that looks like next week because I think that's going to tell us what we're looking for.
Right. And you and I had talked about, you know, thinking out loud, is Ryan Neuzel going to be okay? Sounds like they're confident in him. Been really no discussion about an upgrade. Now, there will be some battles. They brought in an undrafted free agent from Miami. They brought in some other guys who could play that position. But we wondered how Callahan – and maybe Callahan gets even more out of Neuzel. Because I thought there were some times last year you're like, against really, you know, again, there's only like 4 or 5 in the NFC, but against more of the better nose tackles or the 3 technique guys, he struggled at
times.
Well,
look.
He's undersized.
He's undersized. That's it. I mean, it's not that he can't field his position, but we like to say he doesn't have enough lead in the butt, right? He just doesn't. He's not going to hold a 350-pound D tackle off of him that's as strong or stronger who's getting that push up the middle. And so that is part of the Neuzel, you know, development. But I thought he did a really good job, and I think they do like him, Mike, because I thought maybe we might even draft a center, and we did not do that.
Nope.
So.
Nope. So we'll see. I know that, by the way, JT Akers hits us up on Twitter. Previous conversation. Apologize. I had to laugh at this. He goes, you know, Michael Jordan would have told his agent to stick it with a sun don't shine.
Yeah.
Taped it up. He'd have punched the trainer out.
Yeah. Look, I hear you, but you got to think about how, like, Trey is in the infancy of his career when we went to the playoffs in 21.
Right. Well, how many times are you going to have a chance as a Hawk to go to the finals?
And now he, but that's what you're realizing now. Now I'm about to be 28, and I'm going on year 10, okay, or whatever it's about to be, 9, I think it is for Trey. It's a different perspective, but I just find that interesting that he even says that was an option. Like, maybe I should have done that. And maybe that's been on his mind for a long time. Either way, like we said, we wish Trey the best, but he's reminiscing, guys, because he didn't play this year.
And for guys who don't remember, we assume everybody remembers, Trey trips and catches feet with a referee
official
on the sideline going up the court.
It was brutal. It was brutal. All right, man, this weekend, let's talk a little bit about tonight. We hope we get a good outing from Team USA tonight.
And if you're a big soccer fan, we kind of switched it up. The little Falcons right there did basically a U.S. World Cup primer with Mike Conti at 5 o'clock. Check it out on the Odyssey app and rewind. But like I always say to Carl, I'm always underwhelmed by Team USA. Pochettino is going to deal with the apparatus.
So you're going to be ticked off about 10 minutes in.
Well, I mean, just can we ever kick ass at soccer? No, because our kick-ass guys don't play the sport. We've got 5 guys who play in Europe who are really good, and the rest are just meh. And that's the reality, and that's why we're 16th in the world. So you'd think as a country, if we were, you know, by the way, the soccer headquarters is now 5 miles from my freaking house.
Yeah.
And Arthur Blank stepped up, and really, he wants to see this thing go to the next level. But I want to see some badasses play the sport. They don't. That's my beef. Hopefully that changes.
Yeah.
And some American kids tonight will watch this and go, yeah, that's what I want to do. Well, I'm not going to be a defensive back. Well, I'm not going to be a shortstop. I'm not going to be a point guard.
But, Mike, the only way that happens, okay, is you are inspired by the play you
Correct.
See.
Correct. 100%.
When Michael Jordan, for those who forget, hits the shot for North Carolina in the Superdome, right, and wins the championship, every kid was like, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. He inspired you. Then he goes to the league and inspires you even more. And then he wins championships. And guess what? I want to do that. Who's doing that for soccer? So you're right. Kids are going to watch.
Right.
But if it's not inspiring and it's 0-0 and it's a tie or it's 1-1, I mean, like, that's the right. difference. You have to be inspired. That's why I was brought up Pulisic. If Pulisic goes off in this tournament and the Captain America label is everywhere and everybody's right. talking about the kids then say, I want to do that. But right. that's what we're missing.
But, I mean, and Pulisic seems like, again, he plays for AC Milan. You know, again, he's one of the elites. But it's like we had Clint Dempsey. Clint Dempsey was a tough kid, tough background.
He was.
And we need an entire team of Clint Dempseys. You know, kids who come up the hard way with that chip on their shoulder. I just don't see that. Now, again, we're going to learn about these personalities. If you guys soccer fans listening going, shut up, Mike. We have these guys. Okay. Well, let's see what happens.
Shut up, Mike.
Shut up, Meg. You know, I mean, it's just get ready. For instance, we're going to talk to Josie Altidore, I think, next week.
Yeah.
Josie, down in Brazil, 2014, hamstring.
Done.
It's done. Like just we're star-crossed when it comes to U.S. soccer.
All right, man. Speaking of soccer, stay tuned. Jason Longshore, he's got you covered. He's up at Mazzy's. We talked about this, and if you want a chance to win.
I heard he's doing the show with no shirt on today.
That's a first.
Yeah.
Won't be his last.
Michelob Ultra. Our folks are up there. You want a chance to win tickets to see World Cup action here in Atlanta. You will have that chance. So make your way up there if you're not in that area or if you want tickets, man. We will be continuing this throughout the next 4 or 5 weeks, guys, as we lead up to the national – the semifinal game, should I say. We get one, and who else gets the other semifinal? We were talking about it. Atlanta and –
Jerry World.
And Dallas.
Dallas and Atlanta in the right. championship game played at MetLife.
MetLife.
With a $150 train ride to get there from Manhattan.
That's expensive. Hey, man, have a great weekend. We got to get out of here. Stay tuned. Jason's got you covered. He's going to fill in all the blanks for you as we get ready for Team USA's first match tonight in the World Cup at SoFi Stadium out there in L.A. Hey, Bubby, thank you. Big shout-out to Bubby, our on-site engineer, and Dave out here, executive producer. Mike, a big shout-out to everybody here, man.
And thanks to Jaeger, man, one of my boys over here, man, this guy, legendary bartender, doesn't tell me this guy wasn't in CNC Music Factory.
He's so damn silly. Come on, let's sweat. Hey, man, let's get out of here and clear our throat. Hey, thanks to all of our guests. Brad Bakken. I wanted to make sure I got it right.
Yep. He was good. He had some strong opinions on the Hawks, too.
Absolutely. Really good when it comes to NBA Finals. Make sure you go back, check that interview out. Also, Steve Koonin, very entertaining today, talking about all the things that are going on with the Finals, our team, and so much more. Hey, and also, we got to give a big shout-out to the Dogs. If not now,
when? Well, that's a tough test with Texas, man.
It is going to be. Look, but they've got all the talent to do it. And by the way, we just mentioned this. You got the Player of the Year now that was announced for Georgia. Let's hope that they can carry the momentum from the Super Regional into the College World Series.
And, hey, Dog fans, whether you're making a run to Home Depot or going to grab a beer somewhere, we got the games. All the Georgia baseball games and the College World Series are right here on 92.9 The Game.
All right, we got to get out of the way, man. Have a great weekend, everybody. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man. We heard the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton say, if you come at Texas Tech, we're going to come at you. What the hell is Carl, is everybody on drugs in Texas? Don't answer that, because the Attorney General from Oklahoma is calling on the Big 12 to suspend Sorsby. You're not in the Big 12. You're in the SEC.
That's right.
Some people are saying, with all due respect, Oklahoma Attorney General, what the blank are you talking about? Now, I'm glad that he's feeling his oats.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
But we need the logic and the brains and the common sense to come out of the great state of Texas soon, sometime.
Hey, man, I don't know what the Spurs do tomorrow, but if they somehow find a way to get back to New York, can they make this a series? Understand they've led in every one of these games late, and they've just not been able to close, including the 29-point debacle. I'm not counting them out yet, even though I think the Knicks should win this series. But this Spurs team's resilient. Can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. If you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't.
You dropped 50 on Bosnia-Herzegovina. Friggin' tie.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.